Onward he swam, impatient for his feet to touch the ground. But when he was as far away as one can call, he heard a pounding of the ocean on the ledges, for the great waves roared as on the barren land they madly dashed, and all was whirled in spray. There was no harbor here to hold a ship, no open roadstead, only projecting bluffs, ledges, and reefs. At this, Odysseus' knees grew feeble, and his very soul, and in dismay he said to his stout heart, "Alas, when Zeus now lets me see unlooked-for land, and forcing my way along the gulf, I finally reach its end. No landing anywhere appears out of the foaming sea. Outside are jagged reefs, around thunder the surging waves, and smooth and steep rises the rocky shore. To the edge the sea is deep, and possible it is not to get a footing with both feet and so escape from harm. If I should try to land, great sweeping waves might dash me on the solid rock. Useless would the attempt be. But if I swim still farther, hoping to find a sloping shore and harbors off the sea, I fear a sweeping storm may bear me yet again along the swarming sea, loudly lamenting. Or God may send upon me a monster of the deep, and many such great Amphitrite breeds, for I know how angry is the great land-shaker." While he thus doubted in his mind and heart, a huge wave bore him onward toward the rugged shore. There would his skin have been stripped off and his bones broken, had not the goddess clear-eyed Athena given him counsel. Struggling, he grasped the rock with both his hands and clung there, groaning till the great wave passed. That one he thus escaped, but the back-flowing water struck him again, still struggling, and swept him out to sea. And just as when a polyp is torn from out its bed, about its suckers clustering pebbles cling, so on the rocks pieces of skin were stripped from his strong hands. The great wave covered him. Then miserably, before his time, Odysseus would have died, if clear-eyed Athena had not given him ready thought. Rising beyond the waves, which thundered on the coast, he swam along outside, eyeing the land, in hopes to find a sloping shore and harbors off the sea. But when, as he swam, he reached the mouth of a fair-flowing river, there the ground seemed most fit, clear of all stones and sheltered from the breeze.